You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me want to swallow 10 pounds of clay and then barf pottery? Hurts my pride to tell this story, but I feel I must do it as a warning to all you men out there of the dangers of alcohol. About a week ago, I woke up feeling like the government was using the inside of my head for nuclear testing, and my stomach felt like a unit for toxic waste dumps. I seemed to remember whooping it up at the dew drop last night, so I called my buddy Dub Meeker and said, I had a good time or not. Dub was home. He said, yeah, you had a good time, but you was more waste than I ever seen you before. And I said, did I do anything embarrassing? And Dub said, well, you sucked down 27 long necks looking pretty bomb. Then you looked over at some yuppie guy at the end of the bar and said to Pete the bartender, that looks good, I'll have what he's having. And I said, Dub, what was it? Let me tell you, what Dub told me is enough to make my earwax freeze over. I said, did anybody beside me see me drinking this? Dub said, well, there's Pete and Nikki the waitress and Panhead, some of your bowling buddies. But at this point, I had enough cold sweat dripping off my face to drown 20 midgets. And I said, Dub, tell me, I made a fool out of myself by sticking pretzel sticks up my nose and imitating a walrus. Tell me I went over to the karaoke machine, sang along with Ache and Breaky Heart. Tell me my boss came in with his wife and I went over and ripped off my shirt and said, Lee Tarzan, Eugene. You can even tell me I came in last in the who could go furthest up the wall contest. But, Dub, buddy, don't tell me I seen in public drinking a strawberry daiquiri. Dub said, sorry, Earl, not only that, but your neighbor, Lady Naomi, came over and sat down at the bar just in time to see you lick the whipped cream off the top. Wake up, America! Beware of the demon in the bottle. You could end up doing something you never dreamed of doing. Now, if you excuse me, I gotta do what a man's gotta do. Where's my rifle?
Put a gun barrel in my mouth here. I'm the official American pistol.